is the sound. And get crazy, have some fun. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With us today, one of my favorite guests, if not my favorite guest, Andy Forrester, coming to us from the great state of North Carolina. Is that a good Carolina accent, North Carolina, or is that
North Carolina?
There was a great comedian named Tim Wilson, and he used to do a version of all the Southern accents. He's like, and this is your Georgia. He goes, and your North Carolina is Andy Griffith. Well, and he said this.
That guy's great. It was great. That's right. Yeah. He's no longer with us. I liked his song, but I could be wrong.
Yes. He had a lot of good songs. He got put into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Really? Good for him. Well deserved, in my opinion. Heath Heitch, our mutual friend and comedian. Well, I got to get back on this show, but he has a great story about him where they were doing, I think it was TNT or TBS did a series of like comedy showcase shows, and they called it the Comedy Road Show. And that the idea was that it was supposed to be on like they're on the road, even though obviously they're playing theaters and stuff like that in the show. Right. And so he's there and he's wearing a shirt and the PA comes to him and says, I need your shirt for wardrobe. And he's like, this shirt? And he's like, yeah. He goes, but I'm wearing it. He goes, yeah, but I need it. I need it for wardrobe. They got to get it ready. And he goes, okay, well, I got another one just like it in my car. I'll go get it. And they go, well, you can't leave. You got to just give me your keys. He goes, wait a minute. You understand? You want me to give you the keys so you could go look for my car to try to find the shirt that looks just like this shirt that I'm wearing now. He goes, don't you think it'd be easier if I just went out and got it and came? Do you think I'm going to run away or something?
Like, I don't want to be on TV.
Yeah. And he goes, he said, well, they just need your shirt because they want to press it for the TV show or whatever. And he goes, you understand the name of the show is called Comedy Road Show, right? It was, but we're on the road. You think I press my shirts when I'm on the road? You think there's something that I'm going to be doing out there that if I don't have a press shirt, it's not going to read on television?
Oh my God,
going into this poor production assistant. It's good times. Good times. Oh, so Andy, I feel like it's been 3 or 4 months since I've talked to you. How are things in the land of Mr. Forrester?
They're good. Well, you know, they're nuts as always. Before we started, I was telling you I had a little hard time hearing you because I'm using different headphones. I opened the headphones that I'm using brand new right before I use them, but they're the kind of headphones that you use if you're going to hook them up to, now, just hold your horses, a Sony Walkman. Now, listen, I know.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to hold my horses because you just said the words that they are brand new headphones for a Sony Walkman, which is a 30-year-old piece of technology.
You heard me.
You had a mint in the box Sony Walkman, which I'm guessing. I don't know a lot about the collectible world, but if it is mint in the box from 30 years, that is a $400 item that you opened so you could do this bullshit podcast with me.
No. I had mint in the box headphones that you would plug into, say an iPod Classic, which I do own.
So what this is now they don't make headphones that don't have a microphone in them. You're saying that you just found, I'm guessing, what is in technology terms archaic. You found an 8-year-old pair of headphones that did not have a microphone. Did you buy them at a gas station on your way home?
No, I bought them on Amazon. They're my favorite pair of headphones. Hold on. I buy them every time I wear a pair out.
Hold on.
And they wrap around the back of my head. And maybe they're the second. Yeah, they're quite around my favorite pair of headphones. But here's the thing. They're not the pair of headphones that I podcast with. I had a pair of headphones that went over my ear, like a normal pair of big old headphones.
Yeah.
that a podcast. I have several pair of headphones. I have a wireless pair of Skull Candy ones that hook up to my phone. Wow. And those are the ones that I use on a daily basis to walk my dog and listen to music and all that stuff. But the ones that I podcast with plug in to the mixer that, you know, you taught me how to use and everything.
Uh-huh.
And my J-hole, now 11-year-old, borrowed them.
You abbreviated Jack Hole because you didn't want to, you know, well, sully this podcast with some foul language.
So I say I came up with Jack Hole years ago, but if you've ever watched anything with Jimmy Kimmel associated with it, at the end of it, it says Jack Hole. And so I don't want to.
It's not unlikely that he stole it from you. Oh, you don't, you don't want to cease and desist for me on the show? I appreciate it.
I don't want to cease and desist Jimmy Kimmel. So, but I used to say Jack Hole all the time.
I feel like my wife, I don't think it was me, but my wife seems to feel like me and my kids coined the phrase dingus. And so she's always impressed when she sees it on cartoon shows or TV shows now. Like, did he just call him a dingus? And I said, yeah. And she goes, wow.
My wife heard a phrase the other day called a dink. She goes, and they have their own phrase for these people. They're called dinks.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
dual income, no kids. Yeah.
With no kids. I'm like, honey, that's a term.
Yeah.
She goes, no, they made it up. And then I Googled it and showed it to her. I'm like, look, it's in the dictionary. So anyway, my 11-year-old who destroys all objects as if she's the Tasmanian devil has an iPad. Well, technically she has my iPad because somebody stole her ID from some foreign country. So she has my iPad. And she ruined her headphones and needed some headphones. And at the time, they asked me, I was in the office, and I just handed her the ones from, you know, so handed her the ones that I podcast with and didn't think anything about it. Well, cut to about 2 weeks ago, she had a friend over, and they were playing for the afternoon. And then my wife comes home like right after the friend had left and I was making dinner. My wife comes home, goes upstairs, comes downstairs and says, why do I always come home to the insanity? I'm like, what? Like what? I'm making dinner. What? And she's like, your daughter cut your headphones. I'm like, what do you mean? So she literally took my headphones and just cut the wires. And on top of that, tried to blame the friend who was over that afternoon, who was a really sweet girl and would never do that. And my daughter would do it in a heartbeat.
But is the cutting, like, you know how there's a tradition now that's done because a lot of people walk around with just one earbud with a microphone on it. And so they cut the other one because it makes it less likely to get tangled if it's not a Y. Is it that, or did they just literally just destroy them?
Oh, destroy them. And my buddy, I texted one of my buddies about it. He goes, well, you know, oh no, I was talking to him on the phone. He said, well, maybe she was trying to make them wireless. And I was like,
that's a good friend.
That was hilarious.
That's a good friend.
But, you know, she's not that smart. So she's smart, but, you know. Not that smart. So,
I got to be honest with you, Andy. The last two podcasts we've done together, I feel like you've diminished any kind of struggles I'm having as a parent. I don't know if it's your intent, but I feel like, you know, they're not cutting headphones. You know what I mean? They're forgetting practice jerseys when we're on our way to football practice. Or
I can outdo most people.
Well, I feel like I'm becoming a bad friend to you. Like, I feel like I need to, my kids got to step up their game. Because do you have anybody in your life that parentally makes you feel better yet?
You know, it's so funny because my best friend from college, he and his wife adopted two kids. And they act like the two children are monsters. And it has nothing to do with them being adopted. It has just, you know, like his... at least the boy has ADHD and, you know, some behavioral issues and that sort of thing, which I can completely relate to. And the girl that they adopted could not be sweeter, but they will tell me when I am not around, that she's like a monster and says these horrible things.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids, I think, that are like that, right?
Yeah, right, right. And they try to keep them separated a lot. You know, like they don't get along real well and all this stuff. And you know, they'll tell me all this stuff, but then I'll be like, yeah, but you ever get a call from the school saying, No, it's not that bad. She just threatened to kill another student. You ever get that call? And they're like, well, no. I was like, yeah, I didn't think so. And because I have.
Because I have.
Yeah. That was my great. Favorite is towards the end of last, you know, the fourth grade, because I have it programmed in my phone. And so it'll say, like, oh, the school's calling. And I just pick up the phone. I was like, well, this isn't good. And it was like the assistant principal. And she was like, no, it's really not that bad. She's just not getting along with this one kid, and she threatened to kill them. And I was like, hey, by the way, that's bad. I don't know what your definition of bad is. That's bad.
That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife and I, we talk to each other about, like, we will literally have conversations like, what is it we did that made them act this way? Like they're super ungrateful and we have yet to figure out, like, we try on a regular basis to teach them to be grateful, you know, like, mm-hmm. especially mealtime. Is mealtime a crap fest at your house?
I just had an altercation, I guess is what I'll use, with my younger son, yeah. Because my fear is that this is going to anger you more. That's why, if you're hearing hesitation in my voice, that's what that my fear is that I'm going to, you know what I mean? Where it's like, You're on the verge of, I'm not talking about you specifically, but just hypothetical situation. You're on the verge of losing your job and your marriage is on the rocks, you know, and you just kind of got this pinned up. And now you're sitting having a drink with a friend who's like, you know, my wife is constantly nagging me for BJs. And I'm just like, I'm not into it anymore. And I don't know how to break it to her, you know, like, and you just want to cut that guy's throat because he's acting like he's got a real problem. Okay. So let me say that so that you know, going into this, that I'm well aware that there's a chance that this is not what you were talking about in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This morning, my wife said, you know, I have to be at the office at 7:45. And there's this weird dynamic between my wife and I where, because she is a woman and I am a man, and no matter how progressive and how much time is up, the reality is that I could never say that she is ill-equipped to be a mom, because then that's an attack, right? But she can patronize and condescend to me despite my decade-plus experience of taking care of babies and children and all of that stuff, right? You take 2 years off where you got a regular 9-to-5 job, and it's like the last 8 years never happened. So she gets to say to me things like, you know, just make sure the waffle iron is plugged. You know, the waffle iron isn't plugged in. Like, to say, you know, that waffle iron has to get hot from electricity before it will cook waffles. And it's so hard because I want to just go off for 15 minutes. Go, okay, how does it work again? Tell me more, please.
Well, we're coming back to this. I got one for you, but keep going.
Yeah. So she says to me things, and this is what I love about it, too. She says to me things like, I have to be at the office at 7:45, so I'm going to need you to be in charge tomorrow. And I go, okay, got it. Inevitably, she will have an alarm go off at 6:15. She will sit in bed for another 15 minutes, and then she'll roll out of bed and then immediately start making bacon and coffee and all of that stuff. Now, there are women listening to this show who will say, well, dumbass, you were supposed to get up at 6:15 when her alarm went off. Now, this, ladies, is the beginning of your irrational thought process, all right? This, let me break it down for you. You are forgetting that it is her alarm, right? So she has set it. Right. And I also know that she will set an alarm 15, 20 minutes before she needs to get up or whatever. I don't know. But she also is never on time to anything. And if I get up and I go in there as soon as she starts making breakfast and coffee, and I say to her, you know, I got this, right? She never, ever gets to learn the lesson that I can handle it and everything will happen accordingly. So I make waffles and I ask the older child who got out of bed first, I said, how do you want your waffle? Because now there's new ways that they enjoy waffles. When I made breakfast, there was one way to have a waffle because I kept things simple. And I tried as much as I could to keep things nutritional, right? Now there's it's a fucking Cheesecake Factory menu for breakfast since my wife took over. She you can have waffles with Nutella. You can have waffles with just butter. You can have waffles with syrup and butter. And you can have waffles that are cut into strips so you could dip them into a cup of syrup. These are all options. You can have crispy waffles if you like to use that setting on the waffle iron, or you can have chewy waffles. And I get it. Like, she's being nice and all that stuff, but how nice is it? It's never appreciated, which I think speaks to your point.
Yeah.
So my son gets up. He is served a waffles Nutella sandwich, right? So it's got nothing short of a quarter of a cup of Nutella in between two sugary pieces of bread. A half of a diced up peach because nutrition is important.
Yeah.
And recently had a vomiting fest and the doctor said that, or the ER doctor said he may be developing migraine like symptoms. But the pediatrician said that she thinks it has to do with the fact that he's not getting enough protein and not drinking enough water and that his diet is too carb laden. And so what we've done to solve that problem, Andy, is we serve him carbs in a carb sandwich. And that's what we do.
I mean, that's the way you fix it.
That's good parenting. That's why I have a podcast, you see. A highly rated podcast, I might add.
That's why you have a podcast called The Dad Podcast.
Correct, because I have a little thing that they like to call it. So I go in there and then my son comes in and it doesn't bother me so much. He had a play date the night before, just to give a little bit more history to this. He had a play date the night before and his friend, this is also, and I like this. This is going to sound like I'm annoyed by it. I'm not at all. I like this kid a lot. He's a fun kid. He's very funny. I fell in love with this kid completely. I was already a fan of his, but I fell in love with him completely when we were at Jack's birthday party and we've got one of those bouncy slides and it was to him and another kid I didn't know and they were climbing up it and I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Did you guys sign a waiver? And they like, and they both looked at me. And they just kind of stared at me, and then the kid who was over the other day said, yeah. Now, there was no waiver, but he just said, yeah, yeah, I did. I said, you did? And then the other kid looked at him and goes, well, I didn't. Like, I was even more afraid because he had no idea what a waiver was or why he had to sign it or anything. And I said, well, if you didn't sign a waiver, you can't go on the water slide. And the other kid started to come back down, and this kid who was over, it was like, no, I did. I'm good, you know. And he knew I was messing with him. And so I told the other kid, it's fine, you know, go on. But anyway, point is, so this kid comes to me and says, hey, can I have a play date with Jack on October 2nd? He requests a date. And I guess this is kind of his MO with the other parents at pickup, which I had no problem with. And then I said, yeah, I think we can make that happen. I put it in my calendar. And his mom is like, well, hold on. What about, do you even talk to me? And he goes, no, he says it's okay. Like, it's so... And I was like, my bad. I thought you were cool with it. She goes, well, I am, but that's not the point. Right. So then he says, can we go to Shakey's? Because last time we went to McDonald's. I said, sure, why not? You know, and then I guess my son didn't want to go to Shakey's. The Shakey's here has like a little arcade. So it's like diet Chuck E. Cheese over there.
Right.
With better pizza and fried potatoes. I go, sure. And I think we could pull that off. And so then he comes back and he says, well, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese, actually? And I said, well, why not Shakey's? He said, Jack doesn't want to go to Shakey's. So I was like, all right. So anyway, so we have the friend over. I opt for just getting pizza because then he asked for Yogurtland, too, which is like a fro-yo place that you go and put all your toppings. I think it's a nationwide chain, but just in case it's not in anybody listening city. So I said, how about this? I said, I'll get pizza at the house. We'll play video games at the house and then we'll go to Yogurtland. Is that a fair compromise? And this kid was pushing back a little bit and he was like, well, no, why can't we go to Chuck E. Cheese? And I said, well, it's just, I feel like it's going to be too much. Like, I can't, I go, we could play games. He goes, well, you could play games at Chuck E. Cheese. And I was like, not really. I got to be there watching you guys. And I just don't, I don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And he's like, yeah, but I do. And I said, yeah, but I'm paying for it. And to this kid's credit, he goes, oh, okay. And he just went back to playing like he completely accepted it, which is another reason why I'm such a fan of this kid. He just gets it, right? So anyway, cut to, so now we're at the house, we get the pizza. Now we had to get pizza a little early because this kid had baseball practice and was leaving about 5. So we had pizza at around, ended pizza around 4:30 and then went to yogurt. And so we were all done by about 5 o'clock-ish. And the, my sons were playing video games while I was getting caught up on some Booster Club work. And so now I got to go do my other podcast with Kevin. It's called the Gamerland Podcast. If you're not listening to it and you like video games, you should check it out. This last week, I did a very, I think, a very comedic and very good impression of McGruff the Crime Doc. So if that's another plug, go check it out. So anyway, my son, as I'm about to go do this podcast, when I say, okay, I'd already had them brush their teeth, do their showers, everything was done, and they want to play some more games, so I let him, and then I said, okay, time for bed. Now, he likes to make this move where he says, oh, now I'm hungry, or he likes to stall the bedtime. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, great, I get it. I never want to send my kid to bed hungry, but you can't be that hungry if for the last hour and a half you were playing video games. Right. And you can't, and there's no real way I could teach you the lesson of, I've said it to him multiple times. I go, how come you never have ailments? You never get sick. You never are hungry or thirsty until it's time to turn the PS4 off. Now, mind you, I am well aware that as a child, the PS4 is much like a windowless, clockless casino to a retiree in Las Vegas. Okay. Unfortunately, I have to be a jerk and cut us off there because that concludes the free portion of this episode. If you would like to listen to the rest of this episode and all of the other full episodes of the Dad Podcast, all you have to do is go to thedadpodcast.com. That's thedadpodcast.com. Include that the. thedadpodcast.com. Right there on the homepage, there are links where you can become a paid premium subscriber and get all of the shows full length moving forward. If you have any issues with that, send me an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.